Hello and welcome to TWATS, the Theatre Workers and Technical Staff podcast. It's the podcast in which I talk to people who work backstage in theatre about how they got in, their experiences and any advice they can give to anyone getting in. This is episode 9 of season 2. I can't believe how quickly it's gone. We're nearly at the end. Thank you to all your downloads, for all your downloads, not to them, thank you for them. Thank you for all your downloads, thank you for all your messages you've sent, all the questions you've sent in. If there's anything you'd like to tell us, anything you'd like to say, its email is twatspod@hotmail.com, Facebook is Twats Podcast, Instagram Twats Podcast, and TikTok Twats Podcast. Looking forward to this week, looking forward to the next few weeks, and hopefully we'll have a good roundtable session at the end of the season like we did last season. So keep them coming, tell your friends, tell your family, tell anyone who you think might be interested, and anyone who's not interested, because they might become interested. Click like and subscribe, and without further ado, let's get on to our next guest. I'm with my guest at this time. If you'd like to introduce yourself and tell me what your current job title is.
Hi there, I'm Michael Humphreys. I'm the Deputy Head of Stage here at the Prince of Wales Theatre.
How did you get into theatre?
Well, I've always been in theatre, really, as long as I can remember. When I was a little kid, I absolutely adored it. I went to see my first panto when I was probably around 3 years old.
And that, I love panto.
Oh, it's such a great introduction into theatre. It's such a wonderful tradition we've got in this country. And ever since then, I've just wanted to do nothing else. I've been quite lucky in that regard. I've had sort of no other ambitions, which has helped me progress in this one.
Excellent. Did you do any training?
I did. I left school at 16 after my GCSEs, and I did a two-year BTEC at North Hutt College initially in acting. I was one of those people.
It's a lot of us. There's a lot of us who wanted to be on stage rather than behind.
Yes, initially an actor for my sins, and then after about a term and a half, I transferred over to the dark side.
Excellent.
And then from there, I went to Mountview for 2 years.
Mountview.
Yes.
Lovely. And what was your first job in theatre, backstage in theatre?
Backstage in theatre. It was actually a double-barreled job. It was I was building and painting some set for Disney's production of My Son Pinocchio, Geppetto's Musical Tale, the UK premiere in Stevenage. Never been performed since. I was painting and building the set for that, whilst also acting in it.
Oh, right.
So this was in my sort of transition period.
My Son Pinocchio, Geppetto's
Musical Tale.
Musical Tale.
Yes.
Wow. And that was Disney's My Son.
It was it's a Disney production.
Was it really?
Well, it was a Disney licensed.
Oh, right, okay. So they licensed the Geppetto and Pinocchio.
Yes, written by Stephen Schwartz as well.
So, was it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not one of his finer works, but good songs in there, yes. But I was painting the set, and I was doing that in the evening, and then I was rehearsing in the day, and it was just too much. I had to choose, what do I really want to do? And, obviously, it was backstage.
Of course, naturally. And you like your building and painting and woodwork and stuff like that, haven't you?
Yeah, it's my bread and butter.
Excellent. So give us a list of any other jobs you've done.
I've been a set designer, master carpenter workshop, scenic artist.
Shows? Any particular shows that we know of other than Pinocchio, Geppetto?
Well, they were all sort of local shows. Once I got sort of into the big, sort of what you probably call sort of professional work, our wonderful West End, my first job was a stage casual for The Lion King.
Excellent.
I was there for 6 months, and then I was full-time, and then 3 months later I became crew swing, and then I was there for 4 years, and then I was offered head of props on the UK tour of The Lion King.
Cool.
So I jumped onto that ship 2 weeks before COVID.
Of course.
So fantastic timing. My first official day as HOD, we were told to pack everything up, and I still hadn't got my list of what was actually mine. So, that was a great start. and then during COVID, we moved that show a few times, hoping we could open it, but we never did. And then I went back to London, a Lion King production in London, to reopen it after COVID. Then they flew me over to Paris to help open the Paris production, which was fun. Then jumped back on the tour, did that for further 8 months before joining Delphine McIntosh Theatres at the Wyndham Theatre as a stage technician initially. Right. And then 2 weeks after I joined, I was bumped up to deputy head of stage.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you've done a lot of Lion King.
Well, yes. It feels like a lot, but really it was only 4 years in town and... a year on tour.
Really, it was a lot. It wasn't that much. Just four years.
Yeah, I can totally listen to a, you know, Hakuna Matata and not, you know, have a seizure.
So what would you say is your favourite in all of all the different Lion King, the different Lion Kings you've done? Which would you say was your favourite one?
In Town, by far. Oh, yeah, okay. It was fantastic. I learned pretty quickly I wasn't built for touring. I like to be home, like to be in one place. And once I've set everything up the way I like it, we're sort of packing it all up in a few weeks.
Yeah. You've got to have a certain mindset to tour.
You do, yes.
But it is great fun.
It is.
It is, in its way. Have you ever come across any issues within the industry? You being held back for jobs? You believe, been naming no names, obviously, but you believe you've been held back or overlooked for...
The only time I felt like I might have been held back was when I left The Lion King after the tour, because my CV was full of props work.
Right.
So head of props on the tour and helped set up for props in Paris. And I think everyone who interviewed me thought, what the hell is this person doing? You know,
This
is a stage job. You know, this is a props person. But that's the only time when I felt like, okay, this is a bit of a struggle.
Right.
But generally, no, I think it's such a wonderful and accepting industry. And as a homosexual man myself, it's one of the more inclusive industries. I've never felt like I've been sort of discriminated against because of my sexuality.
Good.
Good.
The good answer. What would you say are the pros and cons of the musical theatre industry?
The musical theatre industry.
Or theatre in general, I guess.
Cons.
Do you have any others other than ours?
Well, I was trying not to say ours.
That seems to be everybody's.
Well, you know what? Ours isn't so much of a con anymore, I don't think. Because...
No.
I work for the venue, not for production, so I only do 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. You get 2 days off a week, which for theatre seems amazing. Everyone else obviously gets two days off a week. But ours isn't so much of a con for me anymore. When I was on production, it was six days a week and doing all eight shows. Yeah, it can be a lot. And the evenings as well. But if you know, drop all your friends who don't work in theatre, then it suddenly becomes quite easy.
It's an interesting one because when I first started working in theatre, it was like almost an unwritten rule that you did the job until it was done.
Yes.
And now it's kind of changed quite a lot, and there's a lot more on mental health.
Yes.
That you know that they focus on, so you get more breaks, you get more time off, and all that kind of stuff.
They look after you a bit better.
They try to.
Yeah. It makes us happier. It makes us want to do more work. Not that we ever want to do work.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. I'm not sure it makes us want to do more work.
Well,
might make us want to do work. Incidentally, going back to the props and the set building,
yes.
You make dioramas, are they?
Oh, my models.
Your models of different stages, don't you?
Yes, it's... you could probably say that's how I initially got into theatre when I was about 3 years old, is as soon as I saw my first panto, I instantly went home, found an old shoebox and built that set in that shoebox. And then a few years later, I moved on to a lawnmower box, which was a bit bigger, and then a TV box, you know, bigger still when, you know, they weren't all flat screened. And sort of my love for sort of making models sort of grew from there. And I've got an Instagram account, which is West End Replicas.
There you go, West End Replicas.
Yes, that's where my
models we'll also get a couple of pictures and post them on ours as well.
If you want.
Absolutely,
get some
links up there. It gives us something to put on our socials, because we don't really put anything on the socials. So.
Yeah, and I love it. It gives me a great sort of insight when I was a kid of how theatre works with, you know, the flying systems and the revolves and stage lifts. I'd build all those in my model.
Wow.
So by the time I got to actually work in a proper theatre, I was like, oh, it's just like my piece of string that I've got in my bedroom, to fly the thing in.
Just bigger.
A bit bigger.
Yeah. And that's awesome. That's really cool. What would you say is a common misconception to anybody who is trying to get in the industry? What do they think it is that it's not?
I think some people feel like they'll need to train. They'll need to go to drama school and get a degree, which you don't need to do. When I got my job of a Lion King, it was to do with people I knew from back home rather than anything to do with my university course. That's probably the biggest one I would have sort of given out when I was younger.
Yeah.
You don't need to train. You can just work your way up. There's nothing wrong with that.
Excellent. Any advice to anybody trying to get in?
If you want to get into theatre initially, do AmDram. do local productions. Do as much as you can. You're going to learn far more on local, small-scale work than you are initially in town. Because in London, you know, once a show's in, it could sit here for 10 years, you know, sometimes longer, and nothing really changes. You know, we do maintenance on it, but we don't de-rig everything and rig it up again.
That's the thing as well, is that you don't really learn a lot when you come to a show that's been sitting there, because a lot of people have been there a long time, and so you can ask questions and kind of learn that way, but the actual physical doing it, you don't really learn too much.
No, not really. So yeah, get involved with local theatres. They'll take you on board, they'll show you the ropes, quite literally.
Yeah.
And by the time you sort of work your way up, if you do want to go into London, then you sort of know how everything works without dismantling everything.
Excellent. Brilliant. And that's everything.
Marvellous.
Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you. A big thank you to Michael for that. Enjoyed that one. Interesting about the building of sets that he does, the miniature sets. We'll try and get some pictures of those on the socials, although we're a little bit behind on the socials, but we'll get there for you to have a look at. Anything you'd like to let us know about, any questions, anything you don't like, anything you do like, let us know at twatspod@hotmail.com. That's twatspod@hotmail.com. Facebook is Twats Podcast, Instagram is Twats Podcast, and TikTok is Twats Podcast. Thank you for all the downloads. Click like and subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell anybody who you think might be interested, and anybody who's not interested, because they might become interested. And yes, thank you for listening this week, and I shall see you all next week.